From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Elections take place every year in Illinois. The even-numbered years tend to get a lot of the focus with campaigns for president, governor, Congress, and the General Assembly. Here in Illinois, the odd-numbered years are for local races. In 2023, we'll see residents of cities across the 21st state being asked to choose their mayor and other local officials. Today on The 21st Show, we're beginning a new series looking at the issues and candidates in mayoral races in different parts of Illinois. While these campaigns often turn on hyper-local issues, we're also hoping to tease out commonalities, common problems Illinoisans are dealing with in places as distant and disparate as Chicago and Carbondale. We begin with Illinois' capital city of Springfield. City Treasurer Misty Buescher is running against incumbent Mayor Jim Langfelder, who's seeking a third four-year term. Before we talk with the candidates, we're going to get a quick lay of the land from Stephen Speary, a reporter at the State Journal Register newspaper. Stephen, welcome to the 21st Show.
Glad to be here, Brian.
So let me just begin by asking you, what are some of the biggest issues on the minds of Springfieldians you've spoken to this year?
Well, it's interesting that, as you said, a lot of local issues tend to dominate the electorate, a lot of infrastructure issues, what's important to me, what's important to my pocketbook. They're also looking, I think, at some bigger issues of downtown living and the Wyndham, which has been a big issue, but also race relations are huge in a city like Springfield, and we'll be seeing a little bit of that come to the fore in the next couple weeks with Ben Crump coming back to Springfield. So those are a few of the things that are in the minds of Springfieldians.
Yeah, the Wyndham is a huge hotel tower in downtown Springfield, but that's actually a good transition. You mentioned the attorney, Ben Crump, and he's, of course, representing the family of Earl Moore Jr., who died after being transported to a hospital by two EMTs, both of whom are now facing murder charges. Moore was black, the EMTs are white. Is this elevating, or how is this elevating the issue of racism on the city's agenda, so to speak?
Well, it's interesting because we all know that Springfield gave rise to the NAACP in 1909 following the race riots here in Springfield. So race relations tend to be very much on the minds of the city. We're looking at a monument that might be part of a national park in Springfield commemorating those riots. So when Mr. Crump comes back to Springfield February 19th, I think he'll have some interesting things to say, and I think we should be paying particular attention to what that message is.
I also wanted to ask you, Springfield is notable as the capital of Illinois, and state government is still a huge part of city life. How does that role as the state capital affect how the city government functions?
Well, as Mayor Langfelder has quoted a number of times, he had noted that without the budget for a couple years that Springfield struggled in terms of the economy, and it's very much a presence as we drive by the Capitol every day. So that's just one example of we're never far, right, from the Capitol and the lawmakers and the engine that drives Springfield.
Yeah, drive Springfield, although I guess does take a lot of valuable property off the property tax rolls as well for local government. But maybe that's beyond the ken of our discussion. Stephen Speary, thank you so much. He's a reporter at the State Journal Register. I appreciate your time this morning.
Glad to join you, Brian. Thank you.
Let me take a moment to remind listeners, if you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Today is Chapter 1 in a new series exploring mayoral races across Illinois. Our first stop is in Springfield. The candidates are with us now. Mayor Jim Langfelder is the incumbent. He's a second-generation mayor of Springfield and was first elected in 2015. Mayor Langfelder, welcome to the 21st Show. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's a pleasure.
Also with us is his challenger, Misty Buescher, currently serves as Springfield's elected city treasurer, a position she's also held since 2015. Treasurer Buescher, welcome to you as well.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you, the mayor, and Stephen all being on.
And listeners, I want to remind you, you can always join our conversation at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or email us anytime, talk@21stshow.org. So, Mayor Langfelder, we heard my conversation with Stephen Speary there setting up some of the issues. I want to begin with you. State employment is probably never going to be what it was in Springfield's heyday. We've seen it declining for decades now. And this is also true of CAT in Peoria and ADM in Decatur. What ideas do you have for attracting brand new jobs downstate and in what industries?
Yeah, actually, we saw that under the Blagojevich administration, of course, and then with the Rauner administration that came later, we went 2 years, or yeah, 2 years without a state budget, which was devastating. They owed our medical community over $100 million, which we're right in the limelight of having hundreds of millions of dollars of projects halted. And then you back that up with the pandemic, so it's been very challenging. Thanks to Governor Pritzker, I must say that he has followed through on his word of, you know, trying to make the capital city measurable to other capital cities. So anybody that visits Springfield, you can go around the capital complex and see what work's being done. And that's transitional for that area. But also the medical community, and, you know, we're one of the top places to be post-pandemic. So coming out of the pandemic, it's largely due to our medical area and, you know, how I approach economics or development. Even in 2015, we should build upon what we have, build on our strengths like the medical community. You look at other sectors like state government or energy or technology. We have LRS, which is a global company. They could have gone anywhere in the world, and they chose to invest $25 million in a campus here in Springfield. So we have a lot of companies that way. So we'll build on the ones that we have, like the Brants and the Buns and agriculture, and really bring in industries or partnerships that complement those, because you can grow what we have and make it stronger. But in the meantime, you know, we are talking to other entities that look for Springfield, and, you know, it's our appeal since, you know, our housing market's strong and our technology's strong, our ability to work remote because of our utility and our broadband fiber that we have, as well as the medical community. So the important concept is to build on what we have, draw on those suppliers or those partners and those private sectors that can build upon that. And then we are attracting others due to the attractiveness of being in the Midwest and what we already have here.
Treasurer Buescher, same question to you. What ideas do you have for attracting brand new jobs downstate, since those state jobs are not coming back, and in what industries?
Sure. Well, I would like to approach the subject of not having the state budget and the pandemic, because every city in Illinois had those same exact circumstances. We are not alone. And there are cities who have seen growth that we have not seen, such as the Rivian factory and things like that. So we need to do a better job. This mayor's had 8 years to go and sell Springfield. So I have made a commitment to go sell Springfield to ancillary services of businesses that we already have in Springfield. I have already talked to an owner of a company, and I went to them and I said, who do you do business with and how do I get those people here? How do I get a conversation with them to find out why they are not in Springfield and how do I get them to Springfield? And the business owner said, Misty, you are the very first elected official in the city to ask me that question. I will be a leader for this community. I will go out and I will sell this community. We have the Springfield Sangamon Growth Alliance, and I will be an ambassador with them to go out and seek industry for our city. The industries that we need to focus on is we need a wide variety of industries. I have already publicly said that we need more tech jobs. We do not have enough tech jobs, and tech is the future of the world. We have to focus on medical technology. We need to focus on manufacturing, and it wouldn't hurt to have some sort of a warehouse here. We are centrally located in a wonderful position to have that, and that is something that I, as mayor, will go sell us.
Let's talk a little bit more about state government, because I want to offer a hypothesis, and Mayor, maybe I'll begin with you. State government is killing downtown Springfield in particular. Can you discuss that hypothesis?
Well, first, with regards to state government, being a capital city, everybody knows this or should know it. Capital cities are impacted immensely, as we're talking about now, by being the capital. It goes 100-fold each way. So when we went without any budget, it is totally devastating because people are worried about their employment. We have a large employment base with state workers right here in Springfield. They're worried about being cut from their job, being laid off. So that reduces or contracts your spending. So that's detrimental. But we're unique to all of Illinois. We have our own fiber. We have our own utility in CWLP, City Water, Light, and Power. And we provide that electricity to the state. They owed us over $15 million. And when I came into office, we had 3 days of cash, and then we were able to work through the 2 years without a state budget to build a fund, and that's through my financial management background to get over 100 days of cash. So it is hugely instrumental. The state has a dramatic impact. With the hypothesis of downtown, it is impactful. I talk to businesses downtown each and every day, and I work downtown most of my life. I worked at the banks. I worked at Black's Hardware way back in the day. They're all downtown, and downtown was hustling and bustling because of that foot traffic by the state of Illinois. So when you lose thousands of jobs from downtown, that's a great exodus. But I'd like to thank Treasurer Ferrix. He committed to downtown. He's consolidating offices, and he bought the old J.P. Morgan Bank One, old Marine Bank building, and made the investment there. What we really need to do to turn around downtown is 24/7 living. And you have to balance it with tourism. Tourism is always the driver for the city of Springfield, home of Abraham Lincoln, Route 66, and other great amenities. People travel here, but that tourism only lasts so long, especially in the months, the spring and the summer. But the 24/7 living, that's where you can really make a difference with economic vitality in downtown. And it's just not Springfield. That's any downtown throughout our country.
That's a great point. And Treasurer Buescher, I want to ask you about that in a moment. But Mayor, I'm going to stick with you for a moment, because it does seem the city has made a number of decisions that are somewhat hostile to mixed use development downtown, such as with the Wyndham Springfield, such as with the Y Block, which for people who are not in Springfield is an empty block in the heart of downtown. It used to have a YWCA. Why do you think Springfield has been so hostile to that mixed use development?
Well, hostile is a kind of a strong word.
Maybe I think that's loaded.
It becomes hostile during election. Yeah, it becomes hostile right before an election. It happened right before the last governor's race, not the one we just had, but the one prior to that, because we were trying to develop that block. And now I think everybody understands the direction we need to go, and that's with activating the space as much as possible. We have an old West plan. And we have a lot of plans that since I became mayor, we're putting plans into action. That's what our focus has been, getting things done. And with the Y Block in particular, the West Plan said you should have, or downtown, I should say, has water features. So we were going to do that and activate the space. Actually, we partnered with Levitt Concert Series. That's the Levitt Foundation. They've committed for another 3 years. They've been here, I think, over 3 years right now. But they're committed to helping us transform that space. And they do it through music, bringing people together, and it doesn't matter what your income levels are, your ethnicity, but the common draw is music. And so we're building upon that because it's been so challenging to bring everybody together, especially in, during elections. It's very difficult to do because everybody has their own direction they want to go or feel they can go or can gain advantage in doing that. But I think the general public and overall wants to activate that space and moving that direction. So with regards to the housing initiative with the Wyndham, I think, what we have is a 400 hotel complex, 400 units. And that's an anomaly to a city the size of Springfield. So the developer cannot get financing. He stayed open during the pandemic where other hotels closed because he thought he'd be able to quarantine individuals. But with our great medical community, we didn't need the quarantine space. So he, you know, kept it open and took a hit financially. And so we are discussing with him, we're working with the Springfield Sangamon Growth Alliance and Ryan McCrady to, you know, come up with a happy medium. And I think we're close to that, to hopefully have 250 hotel rooms that would save our conventions. And then he'd be able to have 200 apartments, which it's zoned for right now. So he wouldn't need a zoning change, but it changed the mixed use where it'd be a win-win with our convention space, our tourism, as well as supporting downtown businesses and restaurants and things of that nature that we would like to see.
All right, we need to take a break. Treasurer Buescher, we're going to come back and have you respond to that when we return, but we are on a fixed clock on this program. If you want to join our conversation, 800-222-9455. We've got a little less than 10 minutes left before we have to say goodbye to the candidates for mayor of Springfield. We are beginning a series of conversations looking at some of the mayoral races around the state of Illinois. We're speaking with incumbent Mayor Jim Langfelder and challenger City Treasurer Misty Buescher, both of Springfield. This is the 21st Show. More to come. Stay with us. It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are beginning today with the first in a series of conversations looking at mayoral races across the state of Illinois. Everywhere from Chicago to Champaign to Carbondale are electing mayors and other city officials this year. And we are beginning today looking at Springfield, Illinois' capital city. We're speaking with City Treasurer Misty Buescher, who is challenging incumbent Mayor Jim Langfelder, who is seeking a third term in the office. 800-222-9455. Though if you do want to call in, do so quickly because we are only have about 5 minutes left in this segment. Treasurer Buescher, I want to let you have a chance to respond to what the mayor was saying. Before the break, we were talking about mixed-use development downtown, and I'll own it, my contention that Springfield sometimes has been seemingly hostile to some mixed-use proposals downtown. What do you think about that?
Well, I do not believe that our citizens or our council members who are our true decision-making body of the city are hostile. I just think people are concerned because they don't want to hurt any business who has already invested in downtown and affect it in a negative way. So I'm going to have to put a spin on the word hostile and say I believe that's where the thought process lies. I know you asked about state government and the workforce and what's going on downtown there. Sure. And we have to acknowledge that workforce has changed. The global pandemic has changed workforce everywhere. Most people enjoy some form of a hybrid work environment. Not all people can do that. My office has a window where we collect money from the public, so we do not have the ability to let people work from home. But there are some industries, and state government being one of them, where people can work from home either full-time or have a hybrid work environment where they work some days in the office and some days out of the office. And I think we're going to have to acknowledge that downtown, that workforce has changed. So how do we be creative and take these vacant buildings and bring them back to life in another form? That's what we have to look at as leadership of the city of Springfield. I believe that this topic of downtown Springfield was a definite hot topic in the 2019 mayoral election. And I went back and went through my notes of that election. And when asked, our current mayor said that the downtown would be revitalized by the Y Block and the revitalization of the Ferguson Booth Building, which 4 years later both still sit in the same fashion. We have to do a better job of taking these vacant buildings downtown and turning them into apartments in the upper levels. I truly believe that people want to live downtown. If you go to the Lincoln Square Apartments, they typically have a waiting list for people to live downtown. Our youth, our younger generation enjoys the downtown life. So we need to do a better job of working on turning those vacant buildings into apartments And then attracting the businesses that people living downtown need. They need a small pharmacy. They need, if you ever go to Columbia, Missouri, they have a Walmart Express downtown. They need things like that so that they can hop in, hop out, not have to get in their car, just walk, hop into the store, get what they need and get out. That would expand the footprint of other retail establishments and businesses, which I think we need to look at. Another thing that I think we need to understand that we have that's an asset is the transportation hub that's going on right now over by the Sangamon County Complex. It is going to be a huge benefit to downtown to have Greyhound and Amtrak and SMTD all in the same area there. Luckily, our BOS center is a block from that, in addition to two hotels. So we need to capitalize on that and look at how we can bring more conventions and more visitors downtown through utilizing that hub that is a block away from those hotspots. We are really good at Abraham Lincoln. People love to come here to see Lincoln. We can capitalize on that. So those are the things that I would look at increasing our footprint and our foothold in downtown Springfield, because it has changed because workforce has changed.
Well, our time is running short, but race relations are always a perennial topic of conversation in Springfield, obviously going back to 1908 race riot at that time. Most recently in the news, as you both know, Earl Moore Jr. died after being transported by two paramedics who've since been charged with his murder. Now, to be clear, the medics were employed by a private ambulance company, not the city. But Mayor Langfelder, I wonder what you have to say about what Springfield's Black residents can expect when they dial 911 for help.
Yeah, that's a tragic situation. Our hearts go out to the families of Moore, and it's just unexcusable as far as that goes. But with regards to 911, we do, as pointed out previously in other venues, we have a class one fire department. We have an accredited police department. The 911 system is, pretty much under the county's, purview. And we have asked why the fire department wasn't dispatched. I think it would have been an entirely different situation if they were dispatched. We are having discussions with them with regards to this whole process of the private ambulance services, the fire department, police department, 911, the county and the city, and how we can make sure this never happens again. We currently have a board made up of the hospitals and the ambulance companies and the fire department that discuss paramedic services. So we will improve upon that, but we have to look at the whole system. When you look at racism in Springfield, or I guess across the country, it started, I used to be in banking. I did CRA, community reinvestment. That's when they accused banks of drawing, or they did draw red lines around poor neighborhoods, largely minority communities, and were discriminatory. So I was sent in to build bank programs to build that level of trust. Now you've seen it with the police departments across the country. You have that domino impact. Something happens in the police department, they have to change their procedures and make sure they understand racial bias, things of that nature. Now it's going to be the paramedics and moving that direction, because it doesn't matter if you're the mayor of Springfield or anybody, you should receive the same treatment. And that's how we need to approach things. And in this particular case, just for us, we've always gone above and beyond. We were one of the first cities to have body cameras. In this case, it proved beneficial because it protected our police officers and showed the true picture of what happened. And so everybody can see and learn from it, and again, take preventive measures so it doesn't happen again.
Treasurer Buescher, I want to give you a chance to respond, and this will probably be our last question for this segment, but when Springfield, and I said 911, obviously that is a county service, but when Springfieldians, Black Springfieldians in particular, call police, call the fire department for help, what should they expect?
Well, absolutely. I agree with the mayor that it is a sad day in Springfield anytime someone loses their life, and especially at the hands of someone who they thought was the first responder that would absolutely help them get the attention and the medical attention they needed. So that was a travesty for our community. I believe that when a citizen of Springfield calls 911, they should expect the best service from whether it is police, fire, or the ambulance service that comes. If there is a lack of that ambulance service giving proper care, which I know that we were aware there was a lack of that because there was a complaint from our fire union about that, I believe that we should be looking into that, and we should figure out what solution we can take to help amend that situation. The Village of Chatham has some of their very own ambulances. So is the city of Springfield, does the city of Springfield need to have ambulance services that they use to work with the private ambulance companies to go to major 911 calls that are stress situations where our experts go and they can go and help the individuals who need medical attention? From what I understand, the private medical and ambulance services make the majority of their dollars on pre-arranged transportation services. So the city wouldn't need to be involved in anything like that. Those ambulance services could still operate as they do. But our men and women of the Springfield Fire Department are trained at a high level on EMT services. So we need to take that training and we need to use it to help our citizens of our community. That's what our citizens pay for, and that's what they believe they deserve and they want when they call 911.
Well, I've taken you both over time, so I will end the conversation there. Springfield City Treasurer Misty Buescher is challenging incumbent Mayor Jim Langfelder. Thank you both so much for being with us today to share your views on the 21st show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Have a good day.
Have a good day.